could just add again to the point that Brother John, you're raising, the matter of dining and then the Lord Jesus addressing issues. It sort of reminds me of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt in the wilderness. They encounter immediately the palm trees and the springs, and then shortly thereafter there was the manna given. The manna was given in view of the enjoyment of the Sabbath, that God will bring us into his thoughts, but in order to bring us into his thoughts, he will satisfy us first with the fatness of himself. So likewise it was the case here for the disciples, fed so that there might be the occasion where the conscience might be reached. Peter's conscience might be reached. I think it's significant, and we might get some help on this, brethren, that he doesn't call him Peter here. He calls him Simon. And I wonder if we might be able to get the line of teaching that is being developed in the fact of calling him Simon. You'd remember there are occasions when God would refer to Jacob as Jacob, even after he had been called Israel. There was the need at times to remind him of his conniving character that required the discipline of God, being in the school of God. Here I think it's a similar character in the matter of Simon. What do you think, brethren?
I totally agree. Because the Lord in John 1, he had given Peter that special name, that he would be called the Little Rock. And when he would refer to him as Simon, as well as son of Jonas, he is reminding him of his natural name that he had prior to the Lord entering his life. And it's an indication of this is when you're acting in the natural way, we need to alert you to that. And I think that's the point the Lord brings out. And he mentions this in all three times he addresses Peter. He calls him Simon, son of Jonas.
Yeah, the passage that Brother Emo was mentioning at the beginning of the process, Luke chapter 22, where the Lord Jesus warned Peter that Satan had desired to sift him. The Lord says, Simon, Simon, as if to stress his natural character. And this is really what Peter had to learn, was that there's actually no strength in the natural character. Simon means a reed that is easily, I believe, moved with the wind or broken. And but it's also interesting to see that when the Lord Jesus was raised from among the dead, he said, go tell my disciples and Peter. Not and Simon, and Peter. He had not lost anything, but he's going to gain. And this is the wonders of God's grace, is that even in our failure, we don't lose. We never sin to gain, but by the Lord's sovereign grace, he will bring us into something else through his work, through his discipline. And so we see in this passage, he's dealing with Simon. Simon, your character is that you are confident in the flesh, that you are boasting in the flesh, and so on. And you're not going to get anywhere in my ministry and my work on that line of things at all. And as had already been said, this is the public restoration before the disciples. And isn't it precious, as Brother Emo has mentioned, the private interview of the Lord Jesus with Peter, that was just between Peter and the Lord and no one else. And I say this to young people, if you feel that you've failed the Lord, if you've sinned, not everybody has to know about it. But you have to bring it to the Lord and let the Lord deal with you in it. If it's public, then it's public and it has to be dealt with in that way. But the Lord is so gracious. Come to Him. He will commune with you privately over your matters. The Lord is so gracious. Blessed be His name.
So in this regard, we might look now at what it is that the Lord has said to Peter to do. He hasn't lost his relationship with the Lord Jesus. It now has this new aspect, which he only experienced by being restored. It doesn't mean that we have to sin in order to appreciate the Lord's character, but when we sin, we learn something about the Lord's character, and now he hears each time that there is a task which the Lord is giving him to do. And so we've perhaps heard these before, but just to say them again, that if the first word is feed my lambs, the second one, verse 16, is really shepherd the sheep, tend the sheep. It's not as much feeding, but then the word feeding is again in verse 17. So the lambs need food, the sheep need care and food, and this is how Peter is going to be used. When the Lord first called Peter, he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. In Luke chapter 5, he says, thrust your boat out from the land a little and we're going to have a catch. And Peter says, we've been fishing all nights, but I'll let down the net since you say to. And there's this great catch of fish. And Peter falls at his knees and says, depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. And the Lord says, fear not, from this time forward you're going to catch men. Catching people, that's his fisherman work, but this is different work. You might say that in the book of Acts, Peter is doing the fishing work. He's doing the evangelistic work. In his letters, we can see very much that the Lord also used him this way. He used him as a shepherd, used him as one who cared for the souls of fellow believers. And so we would like to see what it means. What does it require to feed lambs, to care for sheep, and to feed sheep? It's significant, no doubt, that the lambs are mentioned first, and also that the for sheep, it's not feed the sheep, then care for them. It's tend them, shepherd them, then feed them. We've heard the importance of good spiritual food. And also, it's very important to watch the flock, tend the flock. Sometimes we feel that the ones who need a whole lot of guidance and direction and oversight are the young. But what the young really need is food. It's older ones who tend to go astray first, you might say. Younger ones, they're there. If you feed a young lamb, it's going to stay where it's fed. But older sheep, it seems, they start to wander. They look around a little more. They have a little more independence. We older sheep, we are the ones who tend to be distracted by other things, and we need shepherding and feeding. The lambs especially need feeding. But no doubt there are many other thoughts we could say about what this shepherding responsibility will involve for Peter when he begins to serve the Lord in this way.